Welcome to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
What's groovy?
And today we're talking Jhené Aiko. Laura, please let me pronounce her name correctly. Second studio album called Trip, released last week. I'm just going
to
just
put that. I wanted John to do LSD and we do this whole thing.
Oh, fuck
that
shit.
Listen to the album, but he did not want to do it.
Nah, released September 29th. Oh, no, I ain't doing. Dude, this whole album was a bad trip.
Like, It was.
I was like, ain't no way I was going to like engage in drugs just to review an album. You know what I need to pull up? And I usually have this shit pulled up beforehand.
Production
No, I mean, yeah, that too. But I wanted to say a shit. When we were young.
It's kind of hot in here, man. What y'all doing in here?
Man, you know, look, that Native American summer, it's almost over, though.
Yeah, it threw y'all off. Nobody want to turn the air conditioner back on.
Nah, you can't.
Because it's 80 degrees, but that 80 degrees hit hard today.
Yeah, it was like, is this what you want? Like, yeah. It was about to finish up. Oh, the production here is crazy.
You gotta get that sound bite.
Yeah. Man, we got John Mayer, Key Wayne, Mike Zombie, No ID, Cashmere, Benny Blanco, Dot the Genius. Is that the one she was dating? I forgot who her ex-husband, he wrote a couple of these songs. Yep, that's the one. Singles are, Just While We Were Young, which came out June 9th, 2017.
So, love that song.
22 tracks. Now, this was, now
she's one of those artists that don't need singles, really. Like, I feel
she
like.
She really doesn't. No.
She doesn't. Like, and she's that dope and that big.
So this was before it came out. We got a 23-minute autobiographical film.
Watch it?
Yes, actually. This is why.
Why did you send it to me? Come on,
it's on YouTube. Like, I mean, come on, dude.
You could have sent me the link.
Oh, my bad. I watched that. Watched the interview. I mean, read an interview.
You know, Jhené's bae. Shit, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we remember the last time we did this. You was all over it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. This the last album was. We don't count a 2088 as a solo album, obviously, but Sold Out was the last album. And so the movie basically is her running into this guy and going off with him and having fun, falling in love, and what looks to be of her falling in love, but basically she just used the guy for drugs and stuff like that. And it's basically the album. So, I mean, this album is an hour 25 minutes long. If you want to get the condensed version, go watch the 23-minute movie because it slides some songs in there. You're not going to get all the songs, but it's basically the story of this album of her missing her brother, her running off, her trying these different drugs. And at the end, you know, her brother's telling her to like, go ahead and live your life, you know, so I can leave here and go on to this other plane. Now, if you guys don't know, she lost her brother to cancer in 2012. And she said, you know, he was more of an extension, you know, an extension of her. They were 2 years apart. They were real close. Even you're into zodiacs, I believe she's a Pisces, she's a Cancer. They're both water signs. So maybe they connected on that level. And
it's like you and I, John.
Maybe. But it makes sense as far as like how she said that was her muse and she inspired her. Because I didn't think when we did Sold Out, I didn't think that was that great of an album. I thought it was a little loose at parts. Especially compared to the mixtape, which was what, Selling Souls? What was that mixtape?
Selling called? Out or something like that. Selling Out.
It was like that. I love that. Sell Out.
Yeah, Sell Out, something like that, yeah.
Which,
it's always a play on words.
Yeah. And then she did have, Sell Out was the EP. Selling Souls is what it was called. And that came out on March 16, 2011. Because I saw Sell Out in 2013. I was like, well, that's after her brother. But the mixtape Selling Souls was amazing. That was like my first introduction into Jhené. And I think this album is a return to form for her. I mean, even though it's long and.
Yeah, no, actually, you don't feel how long it is.
Once you're in
when
it.
You, yeah, once
it,
you get
it,
into
but it's
it.
An undertaking. It's one of those, like, to me, me and you are different. Like, you can go out and you pop the album in, you saw Big Sean was on the track, and then you saw 2888 was on the track, and you might have went to those. Me, I love to hear this story from beginning to end because.
I always do the beginning to end at some point. But what I like about Jhené Aiko is that she blends so well. Like, so nothing really sounds out of place.
No.
Everything sounds very cohesive. And that's why I enjoy it more. Because even, like, the little, fast-paced song. Only Lovers Left Alive.
Yeah.
That was a joint.
Yeah, it had a little 80s funk, a little up-tempo funk vibe to it. But I think the another place where the balance came through is all the freestyles, right?
Cause those were which I like too.
Yeah, the newer balance. Because
who do freestyle R&B except for Marvin Gaye and shit? You know, like...
Yeah, and then there was a couple of called Mystic Journey, Picture Perfect. Those are freestyles, and I was we didn't even talk about the features, but the features of Big Sean, Swae Lee, which Nico I thought he was Swae Lee was top notch on that Sativa, Corrupt. I was ready for Corrupt. I was like, all right,
I was good too. I said, oh my gosh, he's about to kill us.
It was just a voicemail, and I was like, come on. Dr. Chill is on two tracks. Now you said Namiko Love, right?
Yeah, Namiko Love,
which is her daughter.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Is this? Oh, she's on Sing to Me, Sing to Me, Mommy.
Yeah.
Brandy, who I thought she doing a great job.
She killed that.
Yep. She killed Ascension.
Ascension was definitely one of the top five songs.
Like I'm saying, this story, I thought it was nice that every time that, you know, the skits, because the skits are sometimes at the end of songs, some songs have different parts to them, but every time he's like, here, take this, it goes into the next song. Like, she tells a nice little story, because Sativa comes after a skit, and then The Bad Trip and the Overstimulated, those kind of play together. So, like I said, the whole album is a trip. And it's also reminded me of, you know, I love Frasier.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a great quote, Frasier, about Trip and, let's see, pull this up real quick. Baggage. They actually like, come on, dude, Frasier quotes. So how many times did you end up
listen to this album? I listened to this album like 3 or 4 times, maybe 5. I listened to it a lot, because what I liked about it is, like, if you pick up where you were, it won't feel like you missed anything. Like, I liked how you could come in and you could listen from 1 to 8, and then you listen to 8 to 17. On the ride home, and you don't feel like, I wanted to start it back over. It was like, it all flowed well, you know, like, and it wasn't a point where I was like, damn, I hate this part of the album.
No, because the checking the section, she easily could have, this could have been CD 1, CD 2, back in the day, it probably would have been.
Yeah.
The Frasier quote that I wanted to look up, he says, "We do have our baggage, don't we? ?" You know, but then sometimes that's what makes the trip so interesting. And I believe her baggage she brought with the loss of her brother and her trying to find this man to replace her brother because, hey, you're a cancer, he's a cancer, blah, blah, and realizing,
and I thought that was dope on that song, on New Balance. I liked that. It was kind of sad, but joyful at the same time, because it's sad because it's like, damn, you know, when you realize what somebody reminds you of, you know, and how she said it was so compelling, you know, like I was just like, oh.
Another thing is, even if you take that out, how you said, like, her songs are what's compelling and the sadness and the themes. Mm-hmm. Another part that got to me was the skits, because the skit where she starts tripping, man, mm-hmm. I can't even go through that many times. I think I only listened once or twice. I can't go through when she's like, "You lied to me." I was like, "She really sounds mad. Like, you lied to me. I thought you loved me."
I like that. Yeah, I like all that emotional stuff. Yeah,
she really emotional.
But like, yo, Janae Aiko have you thinking about your second grade love and being really confused about some shit.
You know what? I think it's the airy voice, and kudos to her, because a lot of people don't do this. She has found a way, or she has this great ear that she always has production that can match her voice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that. So even the album is a trip. Her the theme is a trip. But even the production and the sound matching, you could light the incense of smoke and vibe hard to this whole album, because I feel like it's gonna take you there.
Yeah, you think so much about things. And that's what music's supposed to do. It's supposed to enlighten you in some way. You know, it's not all about dancing and moving. It's supposed to make you actually feel something. So that's what I loved about that song. When she said, you know, "You remind me of my brother," you actually was like, damn, you came to that realization with her in the flow of the album. And that was great. Like, I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy.
Yep. I think that's about it. I mean,
yeah, it's really nothing more you can say about it. But the album's great.
A lot of songs, great album.
What was your favorite song before you got get gone?
It wasn't New Balance. It's Taurus. It is, I don't know how to pronounce this one. Psilocybin. This Love in Full Effect parentheses. Yeah. And I like Oblivion as well. And of course, I like New Balance. I like Never Call Me too. I don't need to hear Corrupt's what's name.
Yeah, Never Call Me was dope.
Sing to Me. Oh no, Ascension with Brandy. I thought yeah, Brandy Ascension was that.
Great. Moments. I love Moments.
Oh yeah, I forgot to pronounce. Say Molly. Molly Music is on his album too. I didn't want to leave out any features that was on his album. He's on the last song, or I can't remember
the Trip. The last song, Trip. Yeah.
But my only knock on it is it is extremely long to me. An hour 25 minutes. If I love albums that I can sit and listen to in one sitting, so that's the only knock. I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I was gonna give it a 4.5 too. That's like, and that's
another great entry for R&B. So I mean, listen, I know. I think we got Tank, who just dropped his album. Keisha Cole is coming October 20th. I don't know how. I mean, they're Keisha a little Cole's older. Good. Yeah. I like Keisha Cole's last
Tank,
album. I've
listened to Tank
myself
a little bit. It's pretty good. It's pretty.
I like the last Tank album.
Yeah,
the
last Tank album was great.
I don't know if,
it was amazing.
If K Michelle's gonna make this deadline, I don't know if there's any other big R&B that we have waiting.
Miguel should be coming.
He should be.
He's dropped that Skywalker smooth.
Yeah, I do not like Shock and Awe, but I do like that. All right,
I like Shock and Awe though. You don't like that
because it sounds too Neptune, old school Neptune. No, it sounds like Pharrell.
I heard it. You got to hear it at the right time, man.
You got to hear it at the right time.
You'll be like, watch, play it a couple more times.
I said it.
The same thing the first time I heard it. Then I heard it in the right moment, and I was like,
I'll probably take it to the gym, but it's not a Miguel song. I don't want that from Miguel. That's the thing
His last album was so dope, and a lot of people slept on that.
Was it Wild Heart? Is what it's called? Yep.
And he had so many songs on there. Coffee.
Yeah, we love that album.
Simple
In
Things.
The Valley.
Yeah. Oh, In the Valley. Oh, that's a song.
And one and only, Benny Fontaine, Studio Flow Power. Let us know what you think about Jhené Aiko's Trip or anything else. Until next time, peace.
Peace.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drinks is on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. I said now go and take a shot on me. Only drug a bitch's on is a tree. But I lasted 10 rounds like a freak. Like a G.